Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm Kyle.
And this is Bran.
And we're here to bring you a delightful segment of sounds and noises that we call sentences and stories.
Sometimes we string them together, sometimes we don't.
Often not.
Yeah, we just break them apart, reassemble them, let you analyze what's going through.
This is a very literary podcast, so if you're illiterate, please turn it off. I don't know how you found this.
Subtitles not provided.
Subtitles not provided. Closed captioning doesn't matter.
Available in Ugandan, Russian,
Korean,
and English.
And English. No French.
Yep. Nope. No French. No Spanish.
They were a lot more expensive.
Our interpreter, Jake, is not here to do Spanish. If he was, we could.
See.
So today what we're doing is we're flipping a coin again. This time it's another coin. It's a different coin. It's not a bolo hat. This is a 50 cent piece from 1978.
And from 50 Cent.
Yes.
He gave us this piece.
Hey, Shorty.
It's a nice hair piece.
It's your piece. So.
Hey, Shorty, it's your piece. I'm going to party like it's your piece.
Give a present to your niece on her birthday. It's her birthday.
We tied it back.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Oh shit, I forgot it was her birthday.
Okay, so we're flipping this coin to determine determine which segment we're going to go with. We have a couple ideas, a couple being two, not when people say couple and they mean three, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's so, a triad.
Yeah. Or it's a party.
Trinity.
Or a crowd.
Or a few.
Three's a crowd.
Three's a few.
You sure?
No, three is a crowd.
What's a bushel?
Bushel five? Is close to a bunch, but less than a dozen. Yeah.
Okay. What's a bunch? Okay, getting off track.
A bunch is about 8 to 10.
Okay. So anyways, we're going to flip a bunch of coins. No, we're going to flip one coin here. We're going to decide, what are the two topics, Kyle?
The two topics would be heads, I guess.
Heads, yep.
Is depictions of hell.
Why wouldn't it be heads? Because we're looking towards the future.
I don't know.
We're heading to hell.
Wanted to be ironic.
Okay. Sorry, I always get very... what's the word?
Well, I mean, it's JFK is on the head of a 50 pen.
What are you trying to say? Kyle, watch your mouth.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, JF.
So, heads is hell. That makes sense. HH. I need something to connect it to.
If I don't connect it, I won't know.
No. I'm a very analytical person. Tails is depictions of the future. No.
Visions of the future.
Visions of the future. Heads is depictions of hell.
Yep.
Okay. You call it in the air. Just kidding. We just called it. Here we go.
Call them as I see them.
That's a very peculiar flip. I'm going to re-go. I was doing it like 20 times before we did this.
That's an unlegit flip. After 60 successful flips.
Okay. Ready for the unveiling.
Oh, I don't believe it. It
heads.
Was heads.
Yep.
So, we're heading to hell.
Yep, depictions of hell.
They're going to hell in a handbasket right here.
I just realized we didn't think this through. How are we... You just going to go first, Kyle? Do you want me to go first? Let's flip a coin for it.
Is it like I'm at the customer service desk in hell giving you like a welcome basket?
I don't know. I guess I thought of more of it as like first-person accounts of what they think hell is like.
Oh, like I just came back to life and this is hell and I need to change my life?
No, it could just be our thoughts. What hell looks like.
Yeah, we could do that. All right.
Or we can get into a story.
We can do all of them.
Yeah. All right. First one. Hello, sir. Welcome to hell.
Hi.
So what got you here?
I enjoy kicking people in the crotch. I just do it day in, day out. Anybody?
Oh, you're going to fit right in, sir. We have a whole group of those. Yep. It's a very deep hole.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe I don't want a whole bunch of people who like kicking people in the crotch around me.
No, listen, it's a one-way street. They don't kick other crotch kickers. They only kick other people's crotches.
Oh, they got the tats. They got the tat to show their crotch kicker.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, sir. No, I just lost me there. I was like, there's a whole nother hole for tats.
Oh, there's an insignia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Frisbee. Going into Alex Trebek's junk.
Some of them are in there. Some of it's just people who, they slipped up once, they kicked someone in the crotch and they didn't repent. So
I
There's a whole group of people in there just waiting to get out.
All right. Well, okay. What do you got in the store for us? I mean, it sounds like you got any events coordinated? Is there a reunion?
Nope. Just a big pit with a bunch of crotch kickers. Every once in a while, we'll throw a crotch down. You guys fight over it. See who can kick it first. It's a real easy concept. You got it. Do you understand? You follow?
So you're going to just toss some crotches in, let us fight like a bunch of wild animals? You think I'm a wild animal with
it's usually, you know, the cream rises to the top, so whoever was last in usually gets first dibs. Okay. Sometimes a crotch will wiggle its way down to the bottom.
I haven't seen a good crotch for kicking in like 2 days.
Okay, well then if you don't like that, you can go right in with our crotch roaches. They're very small, but you can kick their crotch.
It's a small target. I like a challenge. I think I'm going to start with the crotch roaches.
Crotch roaches,
roaches, they're crotching around like they own the place.
Yeah. So it's basically a big dark room. You're stuck in there with the crotch roaches. And the crotch roaches, this is just a small detail. I'm not supposed to divulge this, but they're about 50 feet tall. So you're going to have to kick
Jesus.
You're going to have to kick pretty hard. But I'm sure a strong boy like you has got no problem.
I said small target.
Yeah, well, their crotch is very small, but they're big. This is hell. You got to get used to loopholes.
All right. Let me limber up a little. All right, do we get any special shoes, like a moon bounce shoes?
Oh, yeah, we got a Payless shoes right here.
Okay.
You go in, you pick out whatever shoes you want, no charge.
I always thought there would be Payless shoes in hell. You know,
there's a lot of souls in hell.
Every time I went into Payless, I was like, this is hell. This isn't less, this is more. And I never found a good
crotch. They have very reasonable prices.
They're not for their crotch kicking shoes.
You want a good
pair of steel-toed crotch kickers, it's going to run you about $90.
Well, I wouldn't say I knew that. I've been here my whole life. Dealing with the crotch roaches.
You just told me you had a Payless shoes here. You never went in?
Well, this one's free. You already paid with your soul. You paid the token. That soul token.
Oh, so I like this Payless. Okay, what? All right, the 50-foot crotch roaches. All right, crotch roaches, 50 feet, my eternal soul. For kicking roaches in the crotch. Or I can go into the pit where there's a crotch thrown at us and we fight over it like dogs.
Your choice.
Do you have a third choice? Any third choices here?
Nope. The third choice, there is a third choice. No one ever picks it. You got to work at a Payless shoes.
Oh, my fucking God, no. Okay. So, 50-foot crotch roaches. Being in a pit with a bunch of people who want to kick crotches and then having a crotch thrown at me every once in a while.
Yep.
Or working at Payless shoes.
Yeah, those are your choices.
Oh, God damn it. I guess that's why I'm here. All right, fuck it. 50-foot crotch roach me, baby.
Okay, right this way, sir.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That worked out well.
Yeah, I thought that went well.
Yeah.
A crotch being thrown at me. It's such an undefined region, I feel like.
I don't know how you find a crotch.
I don't know how you keep it intact to throw it down into a pit.
The crotch roach.
Crotch roach. Yeah. Oh, working at Payless shoes.
So what was that one? That was like Welcome to Hell?
Yeah, that was Welcome to Hell. Do you want a Welcome to Hell?
I don't care. That surprised me.
What were the other ones we talked about? Just general ideas.
You came back
hell.
From hell and oh, general yeah. ideas, like what I think hell is.
Oh, what time? We're at about 10 minutes. I think we've got time for another Welcome to Hell if you want to do one.
Sure, whatever you want. Welcome me in with open arms.
Hello, welcome to hell. I got a nice little gift basket for you.
What's up? What? What is this place?
This is hell. Like, you're on the highway to hell.
Oh my God. What did I do to get here? Is that a gift basket?
Yes, it's a wonderful gift basket full of informative information of what you did to get here. Please take this on my behalf and enjoy reading through your horrible, horrible life filled with wrong turns and terrible decisions.
You guys got a Blu-ray in here. This is sweet. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
No. Oh. Just a whole bunch of Blu-ray discs that don't work on anything.
This is hell.
Oh, now I you're can't getting it.
Jeez. What did I? Oh God. Oh, well, this pamphlet is very nice.
Read through the pamphlet. It's very nice. It's Technicolor.
Yeah.
It's a trifold. It's got very
What's this section here? I see there's two columns, and it looks like it's sorting out actions in my life. What, you guys kept track of me the whole way?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got a few good things, and we like to remind them of that and be like, see, you didn't do so bad, but you fucked up.
I know I fucked up, but what? I didn't think I'd get... Do I get a second shot at it? Do I get a choice?
You gotta read through the pamphlet to find out. Nope. I'm a spoiler. I love spoilers. That's why I'm here. I spoil shit for everybody. But anyways,
that's on my list. I was a spoiled sport.
Oh, that's different. I like to spoil the endings of things, and you are just a shitty loser.
Oh.
This
is horrible. Well, is this my punishment?
You also had a great nose. It's plain as the nose on your face.
It says in the other column I had a brown nose.
Brown nose. You were a terrific brown noser, and everybody knows that.
Do you think, listen, just demon to man, like, that helped me get ahead here?
Okay. Yeah, I can loan you, I can throw you a bone, newbie, with your gift basket.
There's a bone in my gift basket?
Yeah, it's your femur.
Oh my God. This is, what... So what's my punishment? Is this my punishment? I'm stuck here with you? This is awful.
I gotta find out what you did first. I didn't read the brochure.
Oh.
It's different for everybody. Read it. It's the first time is phenomenal.
You'll never
forget why you're here.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna... Can I skim?
You can skim.
Okay. Dog barked at me. Someone was lost in a well. I didn't get any help. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a pretty bad one. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Spoiled the real truth about Christmas for everyone.
Oh.
That it was actually not the gingerbread man who was Santa's favorite cookie.
Well.
That was awful. Didn't turn the lights off when I went to bed.
Oh, you motherfucker. Fucking did it now.
I don't know what's so bad about.
Give me your femur back. I want that back.
Okay.
You bastard.
Ah!
It was in your basket. That's the wrong one.
Oh no! Oh God!
I'll take them both. Oh. All right, here you go.
Okay, it says at the very end, refuse to pay advertisement costs to Not Now Podcast. I don't even know what the hell that is.
You? Oh my God! I can't believe this. You fucking newbie. All right. You know what? For your eternal punishment, you are going to be listening to Not Now Podcast in a tanning bed that never goes off. You're gonna be orange, and you're gonna be inflated, and your skin is gonna shrivel up, and all you're gonna hear is the ball slapping part. That's the worst part. The worst part.
Oh my God. So I mean, I actually died from skin cancer, so
That's poetic justice, but we're going to give you some more of that and then maybe some other stuff and, you know, no femurs. You're already ahead of the game. When you think about it, now you can compete in like the ultra lightweight division at our championship, demon killing tortured souls night.
I'm a pacifist.
You left the lights on, you motherfucker. Oh, I mean, who do you think you are?
I didn't want
to. Are you to work for GE? Are you trying to? Are you trying to like put us out of the earth?
In hell?
Yeah, we live in the earth.
I don't know where I am. I just got this brochure. Yes. I tore out a femur, and now I got to sit in a tanning bed. You know what? This is fine. You've been very helpful. I'm just gonna go suffer.
If you don't mind, I have a brief survey. If you'd like to fill it out, it's on the back of your brochure. My name was...
Do I get less time in the tanning booth?
No. More time. Actually. They don't like us being helped out.
All right, well, I'll fill it out because I'm a pacifist. I don't want to get in confrontation.
Another 20 years in the tanning
booth. Damn it! What was your name?
No, I'm too good for it now.
Sunny D.
My name is Sunny, S-O-N-N-E-Y, D, D-E-E.
Okay.
Sunny D.
Sunny D. I guessed it right. Do I get less time for that?
Nope. Well, I'll give you another FEMA back. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Now you don't have to crawl my way to the tanning bed.
Yeah, you can hobble there, just like everybody else.
Okay. That's it. That was it for the hobbling femurless pacifist.
He left the lights on, that fucker.
I know. I hate that. I don't know why I chose to take that stance.
Did you just sleep with the lights on? Or every other room in the house was lights on except for his? Terrible person.
I don't know. Maybe he only had one light.
Maybe. Who is it that they're what business is like, we'll leave the lights on for you? Who's that? Hilton?
That's a creepy ass saying, though.
I think it's like Motel 6 or some shitty.
Yeah, it's like Best Western.
Oh, yeah, it's probably Best Western.
Is it?
Not a Best Western.
It's like Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Yep. You know, it's.
We'll leave the lights on for you. While you're finishing your soup and breadsticks.
It's Gary's Firearms.
We'll leave the lights on. It's like, you know, that would be a wonderful, like, sales pitch for a nightlight company. Who makes nightlights? I don't think I know. Kleenex?
GE?
GE?
Mandolin.
They got one woman making every nightlight in the world.
Mandy Lynn. Oh, she makes the most beautiful nightlights. They shine twice as bright when she's around.
Okay, so that was two Welcome to Hells.
Okay, two Welcome to Hells. And so the other one was just got back from hell?
Yeah. How different is that from what I think hell is? I guess one would be more informative. One would be more speculative. One would be more informative. Like, I just got back from hell. This is what I saw. One, I think, would be more speculative.
Maybe we could just move. Well, the other one was just general depictions of hell. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's what you're describing. I'm sorry. I was thinking you were talking about the welcome party.
Oh, yeah, no. We already passed that.
Yeah, okay.
Done with the welcome party.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think about how to make it different than the other one.
Gave me a gift basket, and it was all horrible. How hellish. Everyone hates gift
items
baskets.
Was a femur that was your own.
Yeah, then I tore out the other one.
You gave me the wrong one.
I know. Oh.
Shit. All right.
How do we start to get back from... Okay.
Ready? All right.
Clear. Oh my God, he's back. He's back. He was dead for 8 hours.
I've been to hell and back, you motherfucker.
Why is your voice so raspy?
Is this even registering in your brain?
Yes.
I went to hell.
Do you need a sedative?
You'll never believe what I saw.
Holy shit. Someone get this guy a fucking...
I saw the world.
The world?
From the insides. Look into my eyes and know that the fiery...
I can't stop looking at his eyes.
Burn you.
Oh my God. This is like Lord of the Rings.
In hell, there are no vending machines. You need to contact people face to face. I have done wrongs in my life.
Illegal U-turn.
I have milked an otter once or twice in my youth. As you know, grandson.
What the fuck? This guy's crazy. He's sucking out my soul. Somebody stop him.
I am hell itself.
Holy shit. This is not where I saw that going.
Is this still going?
Oh, is it? Yeah.
I saw hell through my grandfather's
eyes. I'm just a janitor. Leave me alone.
You cannot escape what was passed to me from a man.
Let me go.
You can't. There's no room for you, janitor man. You know why?
I don't.
There was no vending machines in hell. He told me so.
No.
And you are my nephew.
I have an uncle.
Uncle Vendor.
I loved you my whole life.
Well, I just killed a man who saw hell. So now
I killed Great Uncle Charles?
He never told me his name.
His name was Utter Charles. I've been cleaning his...
his gutter
room.
Oh.
I've been cleaning his gutter of a urine filled bedpan for 8 days while he's been in a coma seeing
hell. Well, now you will see hell.
I have seen hell. Now I gotta pass it on. Hello, strange nurse lady.
Oh, hey there, neighbor.
You will see hell through my eyes.
Oh, that's nothing. You should see childbirth.
I haven't seen that, but I have seen horrors of hell as a janitor, and there's also no vending machines in hell.
That's okay. I make pre-packed lunches. Three sticks of celery, four carrots, some grapes and peanuts.
You know
you
what?
Want some?
With a
Would
diet
like
that, you must be going to heaven. I will keep the visions of hell that I have seen from my uncle, who murdered my grandfather, to myself.
Okay, dearie.
Close your eyes and do not see hell.
Is this a trick or something?
I just want to go back to mopping.
Well, then go mop the floors for.
Okay.
I don't know how that got there, but it did.
That was maybe interesting. I don't know. We'll have to listen to it.
I don't know why I just took over a bit. That, I couldn't do that voice. It hurt my throat.
Which one?
The hell voice.
Yeah. No, I couldn't come up with a lot of it. I haven't thought about hell a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, let me tell you what my idea of hell is.
Okay, you go for it.
So, I think what hell is it's kind of like life. but it is. It's a lot like what's happening now is happening there, just you're always unlucky.
Like
you'll be walking down the stairs and you'll break your ankle. And you're like, shit, why did this happen? This really sucks. Like, I broke my ankle walking down the stairs. So you have to call, like, you don't know anyone because you're in hell. And so you have to call an ambulance.
But
and
you
the
don't
ambulance
get service.
Is late. Well, maybe in your version of hell.
Oh, yeah.
So the ambulance is late. They show up. They're just pumping you full of drugs. And you're like, wait. I didn't sign off on this. And they're like, that's okay. This is anthrax. And then they drop you off at the hospital and your ankle's broken and the doctor fixes you up, but they don't use any anesthetic. Instead, they just push more anthrax and give you like acetaminophen and some green tea. And you're like, shit, this is not helping at all. And then they hand you the bill because your health insurance didn't cover it because you're covered by like Hell in Our Block, which isn't even an insurance company in real life.
They just do your taxes in hell.
Yeah, but they just tax the fuck out of your insurance. So your insurance is so taxed, it like can't stand up for itself. And it's like a heavyweight boxing match. And H&R Block is just pummeling down on Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They're partners.
Blue Cross and Blue Death.
Yeah, and they're just knocking them down, and it's a knockout fight. It's like the heavyweight bout, and they hold up the belt, and they're like, I did it. I fucking did it. H&R Cock fucking Block beat the shit out of Shield. And then you're like, fuck, this is a lot of money.
So one of them won?
Yeah, H&R Block.
Those bastards.
Yeah, they were just... They're a block boxer.
They would be in hell.
Yeah.
So much for their free money.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, that fucking makes sense, dude.
What do you think? I mean, have you ever given any thought to it?
Yeah.
I mean,
just all the time.
That's terrifying. I'm always thinking of hell.
I mean, if I want to be meta, I could say that my vision of hell is always thinking about hell. But, you know, I think mine's like standard, you know, ice picks through your nose, a whole bunch of your toes being cut off by an alligator with a chainsaw. You know, I think I have one really vivid one that is, I think if I went to hell for texting Barack Obama.
That got you sent to hell?
Yeah, it did. He didn't want any of it, and I just refused. I found his number. He kept changing it. Just kept texting him.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, and I mean, I was...
You knew it would get you there?
Well, I did, kind of, because it was like those forwarder emails that are like, if you don't forward this to 10 people, then you'll die. And they considered it a death threat to the president, and then that would put me into like an execution thing.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
Yeah, so I would be executed in real life for sending the president death threats, which were forwarded emails, or just bad luck for a year, or you'll never get kissed. Like, you know, stuff Barack Obama loses sleep about at night.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would imagine that that would put me on death's door, and I would go to hell for it, because you know, nobody likes those people. And then my eternal punishment would be having to come up with those ideas, you know, how to convince, you have to
make the messages that get sent to unwilling
victims. You know, they have to start from somewhere. I figure it's gotta be hell, because nobody wants that, because it's like, oh, hey, your friend just sent you a text. Oh, let me look at it. Oh, no.
It's like if you don't send the alphabet backwards to 100 people, like individually, no copy and paste, you'll lose your firstborn child.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible stuff like that. Like, if you don't send a dick pic to everyone in your contacts, you're going to...
shit a brick.
You're only going to sleep 7.5 hours every night instead of a full 8.
Can't have that.
No.
Not have that.
Better send the dick pic.
It's raining dick pics. They're coming at you.
And if you don't have one, take a picture of somebody else's and send it.
Go scrounging up some dick pics.
Just go up to
www.dickpics.hub.
Just roll up to your nearest McDonald's. Kick open the men's room door. Take a picture of every urinal you see. You'll be bound to get something. I mean, this is a really... It's more of an SMS message at this point. Or a multimedia one. Because I can't fit all that into one thing. It's very descriptive. But this is just one of my many that I have to create.
Do you get like compensated well for that, or is it just like you're chained to a desk?
Yeah,
no. Do you receive a small percentage of the dick pics?
Yeah,
as like, you know, comedy relief. So you stay like you want to do your job.
No, there's mostly negative reinforcement, believe it or not. So
wow,
my,
I wouldn't picture that.
I'm handcuffed to my left hand is cuffed to a python. And my right hand.
Do they need cuffs for a python? Can't they just hold you?
Well, my left hand is handcuffed to like a swarm of killer bees that just multiply ridiculously. And my right hand is handcuffed to a machine gun. And I have to keep shooting at the bees with the machine gun by typing. And the only way to stop the killer bees is to keep shooting at them with the machine gun. So if I stop typing, the bees will come and kill me. And then I'll be back in the same situation with a machine gun and the bees.
And maybe they up the ante and they give you like a Glock and you're like, I gotta type faster.
Gotta type kill faster. All those. I you know, there was like a, like in my visions of hell, there'd be a couple times I just lean forward and stick my head in a machine gun, you know, and it, you can't type while your head's leaned over that far because you can't see what you're typing and it only counts if you're accurate. Otherwise,
no
it doesn't
typos.
Fire. Yeah, no typos. You know, you gotta type 190 words a minute. I'm really fast at it by this point. It's been a while.
There's a lot of stipulations to this.
I think about it a lot.
It's a very succinct, like, concept you have.
You know, it all comes down to the dick pics.
As long as you got those fueling the show.
Just gotta forward them to everyone in your cell phone, all your contacts.
If you're listening to this and you don't want 10 years of bad luck.
Or you don't want to sleep 7.5 hours a night.
Go get yourself some dick pics. And send them around.
Send them around. Like Dick Cheney is a good example.
Troll people on Facebook with dick pics. Just go to like, oh, look at my dog. She's so cute. She just learned how to bark the alphabet. And you, boom, dick pic. Right? Comment a dick pic.
Go out on Twitter. Tweet a dick pic. Do hashtag candy sale. Hashtag everything good. Hashtag funny thoughts. Hashtag mom moments. Hashtag turtle soup. Hashtag bow tie tricks. Hashtag magic lightning. Hashtag regular fire.
Maybe get on Snapchat, you know, do some basic photo editing and make yourself a montage of dicks. and just send them in a Snapchat. That quick roll.
Nice wallpaper.
Make a flip book. That mail it to people that you love.
Oh, that would be a good one. Like sneak a dick into like
a flip book. Is that subliminal flipping?
Well, just into like a general design that catches on. Like if the chevron pattern that's become so popular, the zigzaggy ones, had a dick secretly buried into it somewhere, and like every corporation has been buying and using chevron.
You know, go to the library and sneak it in some encyclopedias.
Yeah. Just find every book over 420 pages, circle page 420 with a dick, and then write your phone number down and say, hey, did you see this? Text me.
So you have evidence.
Text me. Text me a picture of this dick.
Send me more dick pics. That's the only way I get less bad luck. I'm all out.
I'm all out. I'm only getting 7.5 hours sleep. My mind's not working right.
Oh, that was good. So, any more depictions of hell?
I don't know. What about you? Do you got any other like little like tidbits about hell, like factoids?
About that tone for like a century, just
a century.
That could be pretty annoying.
And just everything else is just like garbled.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, garbled's better than nothing, because then you're trying to hear it. Because
you're just like, all right, so you do it.
You do it.
Was that about it?
Yeah.
You're in hell, listeners.
Yeah, so that's hell. And then after like 12 long years of going through that, you're just stuck there. And then finally it clicks. Like your mind finds a way to solve the Rubik's Cube of tones. And all you hear is people asking for dick pics.
Hey, buddy, do you want to give me a dick pic?
Yeah, that's just what they're saying.
That's the unmasked version.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Man, hell is full of dick pics.
Yeah, you know? Dick pics. And I forget what the first one we said was.
Dimmer switches that don't work.
Was that on our first one?
No.
I don't remember what I said.
You said that you would... You said a whole bunch of stuff. You followed... It was just terrible luck, I think, was the basic
premise. Yeah. Injuries.
Yeah,
and
like
poison.
Doctor shooting you full of anthrax and you falling down the stairs.
Watching
and,
a heavyweight boxing
you get
match.
The heavyweight boxing match between H&R Block and Dave and Buster's?
Anthem
Blue Cross.
Dave and Buster's. H&R Block really hates Dave and Buster's.
They're just like, oh, I just wanted to play whack-a-mole.
It's because they fucked them on some tax investments. Yeah. They're like, we're going to...
They were like, you bought 11 race car arcade games? Frivolous. Not tax deductible.
What H&R Block did is they went out on a wing and a prayer and they invested all of their funds into Dave and Buster's tickets.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah, I remember
Dave
that.
And Buster's they decided to go to a token program.
Yeah.
And they were like, so all of our tickets, it was kind of like the Deutsche Notes. They're just worthless.
Yeah.
Fucking useless. They were like, what do? Bring this to a deli?
A deli.
Like, they use tickets.
Oh, I thought
still.
You meant like Adele.
Oh, no.
Adele, I got tickets. They're not.
Sing me a song.
Not to your concert, but would
sing
you?
Sing me a song or you get 10 years of bad luck, Adele.
Yeah, you get 10 years of dick pics. I'll make it happen. I know somebody in hell right now who can make it happen.
What unit of measurement of time is a dick pic?
What unit of payment is a token or a ticket?
Whatever its determined value is.
But once it leaves the store, it's worthless.
That's not to that store.
You can buy 500
people...
tickets online for a dollar.
But they don't go to that store.
You might be able to find
Why them. Isn't there a bigger business in manufacturing counterfeit tickets?
All right, so let's say like I claim to have opened a new store in a Dave and Buster's franchise.
Yes.
And I just...
Called Bob and Buster's.
They see I'm not buying any of the food products. I don't have any leases. I don't have any employees. But I've bought a massive quantity of tickets. And I'm away with it before they realize that what has gone terribly wrong. And then I'm selling these tickets on the black market to people who go there. Do they even have tickets at Dave and Buster's?
I've never been to a Dave and Buster's.
I don't know. I don't think they have one in Maine.
I've been to a Fun Time or Family Time or whatever the hell it's called.
Family Fun Time?
In Auburn.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, I've never been to a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
I've always been longing for a beer while I play skee ball. Like,
yeah.
They don't have that. They don't serve beer.
I think they have tickets. Or maybe they have Dave and Buster Bucks.
Oh, Buster Bucks.
Buster Bucks.
You want some of Buster's Bucks? You gotta send me some dick pics.
I need to know I'm not in hell.
Oh.
And so if you're a fan of Not Now.
Yeah, if you're enjoying this or you've enjoyed other episodes.
And not this one.
Either way.
If you enjoyed every other episode but this one, I think you might be missing out.
If you've enjoyed any other episode except for this one, drop us 3 sixes for hell, and then do .02, and then DB for Dave and Buster's, and then do DP for dick pics. And if you email that to us, we will count your vote against it. Otherwise, we're only going to do depictions of hell from now on.
Yep. And the subject line should be 8 ... D.
Yep. That should be a foregone conclusion.
You should just know. But yep. All right.
And if you don't email us about this, you'll get 10 years of bad luck or 7.5 hours sleep every night.
Did we already do some of our adverterrorism?
Nope. Didn't terrorize anybody today.
Really? I thought we started on somebody. We did Payless Shoes a little bit.
We kind of shit on Dave's Busters a lot.
Yeah. Not so much. We were talking about their business model.
That's true. We've never been there, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't think we can shit on a plate. That's just not right.
Nope. Oh, wait, who were we shitting? Oh, yeah, we were shitting on
Payless Shoes. Yeah.
I don't mind Payless Shoes. I hate Olympia Sports.
I don't. They're in hell, so...
Yeah, got it.
Should we just go with Payless Shoes?
I don't have a beef with Payless Shoes. I gotta believe it.
I gotta believe they haven't funded us.
That's a good point. Fuck Payless Shoes.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you're not paying less because you could pay way more less. I don't know if that makes sense. Way less.
You could just steal the shoes off a hobo, and I mean they won't be the best quality, but cheaper than there.
I want a side by side comparison of the product cost for Payless Shoes and what the MSRP that they're selling me, even with the sales deducted. Not factoring in tax, because it depends on where you are. I want to see how much less. How much less pay less?
Yeah, I want a comparable price guide. I don't want any BOGOs. I don't want any half-off sales. None of that shit. Those are lies.
Even if I'm not paying less, that's fine. I just want to feel like I've gotten more being in that store. Like, I want to feel like when I went in there, there was a butler with bacon-wrapped shrimp, and they were just bringing them out with not just regular toothpicks, but the little sword ones, and I felt like I just, I was king of the seas, exactly. And I speared my shrimp.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Payless.
You know what? They should just change their name to Shit-Ass.
Yep, Shit-Ass. Shit-Ass Shoes.
Buy some Shit-Ass Shoes. Actually, I feel like that might help their business.
Welcome to Shit-Ass Shoes. Are you tired of shoes that don't crap out on you in the first week? You want those dad shoes that you can mow your lawn in with pride. The ones that have a hole in the toe and it's sticking out. And every time you mow your lawn, you're like, this is the day. This is the day I cut off my foot. But you don't do it. You know why? Because you're wearing a Shit-Ass Shoe.
And you're not in hell.
You're not in hell.
Nope.
But you will be. Because you went to Shit-Ass Shoes.
You went to Shit-Ass Shoes. You visit our sister store, Payless Shoes, in hell when you get there. From blood loss from your toe.
They're probably working with the Red Cross.
But wait, who?
I don't know. You said shitless? Blood loss in the first. Yeah, the shit. Yeah. Yeah. Shit-Ass Shoes.
Shit-Ass Shoes.
Yep.
That actually has like a mnemonic kind of sound to it.
Demonic?
A little bit.
Shit-Ass Shoes.
Play it backwards. Shit Shoes.
Shit Shoes. I don't think that's correct.
Not even correct. No.
That's okay. We're gonna go with the ass shit shoes. That will make your ass shit shoes if you don't come to shit ass shoes.
Shoes ass shit. Yeah, that's right.
You should see the shoes ass shit.
I shit a whole boot once. A big one. A knee high.
Yeah, so fuck shit ass shoes. Pay us money.
Or pay less.
Pay less shoes or pay us money.
Yep. No choice. We won't sell your flyers on our podcast anymore.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, coupons.
Yeah. The coupons are always good. No, wait, they're not. They're shitty.
Yeah, shit coupons. Wipe your ass with those coupons and send them back to Payless Shoes and be like, if you don't validate my coupon, you get 10 years of bad luck or 1,000 dick pics.
If you're listening to this, either email us or go to our Facebook and see if we've been sponsored by Payless Shoes. And if not, send them a dick pic.
Yeah, and if we have, just delete this from your podcast inventory.
You should also probably not put your return address on those dick pics.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
And we don't want to know how you got them.
We don't know. Yeah, never mind. We're done.
Yep, all right. Done. So this has been Not Now Podcast. You can find us on
Gmail, notnowpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on the Facebook.
Not Now Podcast.